For a moment I was thinking I'm in Atlantis, NASA, on a last mission. this is something new to me. By the way, today I'm not taking any driving orders. what a joy to come into God's presence and also to worship Him. And before we look at the Word of God, let me bring greetings on behalf of the Church of Tamil Christian Church of Canada. It's always a joy to worship here. And I think as what we heard today, there is a discussion that's going on about how we can move into the future. So we thank God, and we will just ask God to help us as we progress in that discussion. Today I have my wife with me, and it's a joy to be with you. Unfortunately, my kids are not able to join. Hopefully, maybe they will come. By the way, I speak three languages, okay? And if I'm not speaking English, raise your hand, okay? Because sometimes I can, because I have a service at 3:45. I hope I don't finish it by 3:45. So I will speak. Sometimes I go into speaking in my language, which is Tamil, right? At the same time, I also speak another language called Malay, which is a language that is spoken in Malaysia and Indonesia. So I speak, and I understand a bit of Hokkien, right? And a bit of Mandarin also. Ni hao ma? You must say how. Okay. Let's go to God in prayer and ask God to speak to us. Oh God, we thank you for the day you have made that we can rejoice and we can come as a church, as a body of Christ, to worship you, to love you, and also to experience and have an encounter with you. Father, as we just sung, we pray that your Spirit will descend in a very special way upon us. Lord, you know our thoughts, O God, because your word says that even before we utter a thought, you're a God who knows our thoughts from far. Nothing is hidden in your presence. And so, Lord, I pray that you will speak to us in a very special way. Lord, rekindle us again, inspire us, invade our lives, O God, that we will be transformed and live a life in accordance to your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We thank God for this year. I think as we stepped into this new year, many of us came with a lot of resolutions, right? We wanted to achieve many things, but unfortunately, statistics are very clear that only 5% of what we dream or we plan for becomes a reality. But it's always good for us, you know, as we come to almost the half of the year, to ask ourselves, you know, as we move on into the next half of this year, you know, what really matters to God? You know, we make a lot of resolutions as we start the year, but the very key question every Christian need to ask is, what really matters to God? Or in other words, what should I be doing? Or what God wants me to be found doing in this life, in this world, before the world is over, or before our life is over? What is really necessary? And I thank God for the Word of God, because I think the Word of God gives a lot of light to us. It speaks to us very vividly, very clearly, telling us, you know, what is important and what is God's plan for our life. At the same time, how we should be looking, doing, and living a life for Christ. And the passage that today I'd like to focus on is Luke chapter 10. It's a very familiar passage, Luke chapter 10, beginning from verse 38 to 42. Luke chapter 10, 38 to 42. Let me read this passage, Luke 10, 38 to 42. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me. Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needful. But only one thing is needful. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. We thank God for this wonderful passage I think God has given to us. And I think it's a passage that speaks to us what is really needful. I think today we are engaged in so many activities, right? As we look at the papers, as we read, and one of the words which I sometimes I'm really not fond is the word busy, right? It's a word, it's like a buzzword today. And I'm busy, you know, I got no time, I'm busy, you know, and so that's the way I think many lives are. Sometimes I ask myself, is busyness the same as godliness? If someone, if a Christian busy, does it equivalent to godliness? And sometimes it is like that. Sometimes when a pastor says, you know, I'm busy, I try to avoid that word for myself too. But you know, does it mean that I'm godly? That I'm engaged in godly activities? I think that is a thinking that we need to be doing. Here is a passage that Jesus is telling us what is really important, what is really necessary, needful for any person to be found doing. And three things which I like to discuss with you. First, before that, I think here we see Martha. I always tell my congregation when I go to heaven, I like to go to Martha's kitchen, because wherever you see her, she's always cooking, right? She's always cooking. I think she's a great cook. And I hope, you know, when I go there, I'll go to that cafeteria, whatnot. She's always, and wonderful lady. She's found just wanting to serve God, wanting to feed. I think it's always, I think one of the best places at home is the kitchen, right? You always go there to make sure there's something there to eat. Martha, what a lovely character. She's always found serving. Mary is sitting at the feet of God, you know, as and some of them do, right? She was sitting at the feet of God. But very interesting is Jesus said, what is necessary for our life? Three things. Firstly, the good we ought to do, right? Secondly, the better we need to do. And thirdly, the best we must do. So when I look at this entire passage, I don't see Jesus is critical about what Martha is doing, right? But I think three important things surfaces very well in this particular passage. The good every Christian ought to do. If you are a Christian, you ought to do this. And this is expected in your Christian life, in your Christian journey. And secondly, the better, from the good you move to the better that one must need to do in his life. And in our Christian life, we need to progress too. And the third is the best we must do. We cannot deny this. We have to do. God has to see us doing this, the best that we need to do. Firstly, I think you look at the passage very carefully. The good we ought to do. Mary is found. What is she doing? Right? She's serving the Lord. When I look at Mary's life, I know I'm really fascinated, as I told you. The word serving is the same word that is used for the word deacon. That's the word that was used for the word deacon. You know, she's a wonderful lady. She's found doing. She's found serving the Lord. She's always there, busy doing for the Lord. Open heart, right? And an open mind for the Lord Jesus Christ. But when you look at the passage very interestingly, you know, you realize that Jesus was not criticizing her service. Did he say, no, Martha, stop your work, right? Come and sit. I don't see Jesus talking like that. I think Jesus really appreciates, because I believe he's also waiting for the meal, right? Which will be served later on. I think Jesus was not critical about what she is doing. But I think it is telling us a very important thing. It is important for every Christian to be found serving. And as I told you, in three occasions, you will see her always serving the Lord. You know, serving the Lord and serving the Lord. And that was what she was found doing. And the word, yes, I told you, is also a word which is coined, is equivalent to the word hospitality. In other words, every Christian have to do this, right? We need to be hospitable. That's why in John chapter 11 and also in chapter 12, you see that every person have to be hospitable in the sight of God towards one another in the church. And also in Romans 12:9, as you read the passages very carefully, you know, it is not another spiritual gift that is given to us. It is to be found in every Christian, that we need to be found hospitable. When I came into the church together with my wife, and I was received, right? There's a lot of joy in when I, the way we were welcomed. I think that has to flow from us. That has to come. And that is important. And that is the thing that we ought to do. And John Wesley, you know, a Methodist minister. I'm, by the way, I'm also from the Methodist background. So to make John Wesley happy, let me say something what he said. These are the words of John Wesley. John Wesley said, "Do all the good you can." Okay, that was the spirit of John Wesley. I think he said, "Do all the good you can, by all the means you can, to all, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, at all the times you can, to all the people you can, as long as ever you can." I think that is the spirit of service. And that was what Martha was doing. She was just serving the Lord. She's just serving the Lord. And she wanted to be found serving in the sight of God. Thomas Jefferson said like this, and he said, "When the heart is right, the feet is shift." You know, it walks very fast. She was found just moving. She was just busy for the Lord Jesus Christ. She's just busy for Him. But when I look at her, you know, one thing concerns me. She's so hospitable. But what was happening, you know, when she was serving the Lord, it was fine. But when she started looking at the sister, that started bothering her. Similarly to Peter. Peter was walking on the water. Everything was fine. When his eyes, right, went to the storm, to the wind, things started shaking in his life. I think this is one of the struggle of every Christian, right? When we serve the Lord truly and faithfully, honestly, I think the Lord rewards us. But then when we start comparing, you know, I'm doing this, but else the other brother in the church is just warming the pew, right? He is not doing. I think we get frustrated. Why me? Why should I be just doing? I think many a times this is a struggle of every Christian, right? We serve the Lord, but when we see that our plates are too full and we have a lot of work to do, and we see another brother or sister, you know, just warming the seat and just enjoying and relaxing, we start complaining. And that was what was happening. As long as she served God, as she served God faithfully, things went on well. But as when she started looking at Mary, she realized, you know, that the pride came into her. The anger came into her. That she became depressed. She became upset. You know, why me? Why me? Not her. And I think that was the struggle of Mary. I think that was the struggle of Peter also, right? When he started looking at the waters, at the storm, things began to move in his life. I think this is very important. Every Christian ought to be found serving the Lord. So when we start serving the Lord, just look at Him. Don't look at what another person is or not doing. But I think every Christian's responsibility is to serve the Lord. I think when we serve Him, I think the Lord is happy. And this is what another great man have also said. He said, you know, D.L. Moody said, if you do work, the rewards you get is more reward. So as you do things, let me tell you, the Lord rewards us by giving us more work, right? More responsibility, more roads to pay. So I think every Christian ought to do this. We need to be found hospitable to others, to be found serving, to be found helpful. That's why when you read Paul's letter, you know, Paul is very clear. He uses the word encourage one another, help one another, pray for one another. You know, I think that are the words of the scriptures. That's what Paul speaks about, that we need to be found loving, helping, serving people. And secondly, when we look at the passage, not only we need to be found, we ought to do, but the better we need to do. What is the next step? I think we need to do. And if you read the passage, what was Mary doing? She was sitting at the feet of Christ. One word before I go to this. The Greek word here, Martha, was distorted, right? In other words, Martha felt she was just torn into pieces. She felt, you know, I was just pulled everywhere, that I've been doing a lot of things here and there. And I think that was the problem with Martha. But what was happening to Mary? She was sitting at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. She was sitting at the feet, at the Lord's feet. Very interesting, in those days, in those culture, women are not allowed to be found sitting at the master's feet. Even today, in certain Asian countries, you know, the women's place is the kitchen, right? In those days, but I know time has changed, but even in certain nations, you realize, you know, that is their place. That's their home. And that's why they are married into the family. You know, that's the place they belong. And it was a culture similar in the Jew culture. You know, they have to be found in the kitchen doing the work that was needful for the family. One rabbi said this: never teach a woman about the Torah. You need not teach them. Never teach. Another rabbi said, it is useless to teach the Torah, and you're actually wasting your time. And that was how, you know, they totally took the ladies out from the list. And then another rabbi said, it's better to burn the Torah than a woman to learn from the Torah. Just imagine. Thank God we are not living those cultures. Right? I think those were the culture. And what was interesting, Mary was not supposed to be there. It is not her place. She should be in the kitchen trying to help a sister. But she came because she knew the better thing to do is to sit at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. And she came to the Lord's feet to listen to Him. I think today this is the struggle I think many Christians are facing. Right? As I told you, busyness is almost, people say it's godliness. Sometimes I don't think busyness is godliness. Right? It is not godliness. Mary was sitting at the feet of Jesus Christ. Today, many are involved in so many activities, various kinds of ministries. Right? You're pulled here and there. You're distorted here and there. Like Martha, here, and I'm here, and I'm there, everywhere. But then we fail to realize the better thing to do. It is, I'm not saying that is wrong. We need to be found serving the Lord because we are called to be a deacon. But the better thing to do is to be found sitting at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. Sometimes it's always important to ask ourselves, right? How long do I sit at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ? We were just singing a song, right? It said, when we get strength to rise, because when we wait upon the Lord, right, we get strength to rise. Mary knew what is the better thing to be found. She was sitting at the Lord's feet. In John chapter 12, you see, she was sitting and pouring her love for the Lord Jesus Christ. And I think, and even David in Psalm 27:4 speaks about the importance of having fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And I think it's a very key question. Even Paul, when he writes to the church in Philippi in chapter 3 in Philippians, he says we need to know Him by sitting at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. I think, and when Paul writes to the young minister, 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 8, he talks about exercise is good, but godliness profits in all things. We thank God, right? I was just reading an article about the percentage of Americans, right? Unfortunately, I don't have statistics about Canadian Christians. It says the percentage of American households with a Bible is 92%. So almost every house have a Bible, right? But the percentage of Americans who read the Bible outside their worship services, not including, right? Outside, it's only 37% of them reading. 92% of them have their Bible at home, but only 37%. That's the Barnes report, was reported. And I was just reading another story. You know, one pastor went for a retreat to pray, because he had this habit of going for a retreat to pray and to seek God's direction for his ministry. And during one retreat, someone called the office and asked, "No, can I speak to the pastor?" And the secretary replied, "Thank God I don't have a secretary." And she said, "I'm sorry, he's gone to be with the Lord." Then there was a long silence on the other end. Then the secretary realized, he said, "No, he will be back next week." You know, when I was reading the stories, I was laughing. And at the same time, I said, you know, there is a lot of truth in that, right? Have we gone to be with the Lord? Sometimes, many a times, we just take a break with the Lord. We take off days to do so many things for our personal life. We take only sometimes very short cat naps, short breaks, right? To have to sit at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when I was reading this article, I was just laughing, as many of you were doing today. But it spoke to me. It said, "Have I gone to be with the Lord?" In other words, spend a long time like Enoch, just forgetting, just walking with the Lord. I think that was what Mary was trying to do. She was just sitting at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. I think many of us, you know, almost even including me, we are so occupied with ministries, right? We are doing many things which the Lord loves. But I think another important key thing, the better thing, is to be found sitting, to be gone, to be with the Lord. And I think that is the best thing I think every person should be found doing. John Newton said this. I was just reading a quote from him. And he said, "Take a toy away from a child and give him another, he will be satisfied." Right? Take a toy away from a child and give him another, he will be satisfied. But if he is hungry, no toy will do. Right? If your child is hungry, give him a toy. He is not interested in the toy. Right? As newborn babes, true believers desire the spiritual, sincere milk of the word. Right? I think that's a great example. Right? When a child throws away because he knows what he needs. And so, likewise, I think Christians, we need to know this is important for our lives. So I think it's good for us to ask ourselves, how long do we spend sitting at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ? How long do we spend serving the Lord? It's good to serve. It's important. It's vital. But at the same time, the better to do is to be found sitting. And thirdly, let me leave with this. Thirdly, the best we must do. The best. In verse 40, what was Mary doing? Did she just sit? She was listening to the Lord, right? Now, sometimes I always tend to ask questions to my congregation, and then they are afraid whenever I ask questions. I'll say, "What did I preach last week?" They'll look at the Bible, right? They don't look at me. They don't want to tell me. Probably they do not know. Because sometimes I ask, because sometimes I myself do not know. But I think what's happening here, you know, Mary did not just sit, but she was listening to the word of God. She was, in other words, the Greek word here is a very strong word. It is not just listening. It's a desire to do God's word. It's a desire, "Lord, I just want to listen at the same time to be found doing And that was the spirit that is seen here. She's listening. At the same time, she wants to do. What should I be doing, Lord? And that is the best that we need to be doing. William Amos said like this, the receiving of the word consists of two parts, attention of mind and intention of will. It's not the attention of mind alone, but the intention of will. And she was just willing to listen. That's why Psalms, I think it's a very familiar passage for us, Psalm 119 verse 105, it says, your word is a lamp to my feet. You know why? Because it's for guidance. It gives me direction. It helps me in my path. Yes, many of us listen to this, to the word of God, right? But are there, whether we are doing, she was listening with the intent of doing what God wants her to be doing. And in my pastoral life, my wife and I, we have actually counseled quite a bit of people. And you know, when married couple, when they come, they start listening. But when you ask them about doing, it's always a struggle, right? But I think the Lord wants us to be found doing. And the Greek word is a very interesting word. You know, whenever you hear, hearing is like doing. And that's the way it is found here. I think God speaks to us. Henry Newman says, you know, God speaks to us not only once, but always. So he speaks to us, and he wants us to do. And whether are we just listeners or we doers. I think today we have a lot of large number of people just listening, right? And I know sometimes there's a lot of temptation when we go to church. You know, we want to feel good. We want to feel nice. But I believe, you know, every church service should always disturb you. Because when it disturbs you, it tells you what God wants you to do. What is lacking in your life? What is important and what is needful, my friend? So a church service should not make us feel good. Maybe in one sense, but I think the service of God or coming to worship service should start disturbing us, right? Rekindling us, stirring us, so that we will have the desire to do what God wants us to do. And I think many of you would have read The Pilgrim's Progress, right? About John Bunyan. And John Bunyan writes in this particular writing, he says that when he was sentenced to imprison, John Bunyan said, you know, I will make sure that I do what the Lord's word is for me. And he started doing it. Let me close with this, right? Let me close with this. And so, my friends, let me encourage you. What is important, right? The thing that we ought to do is to serve, is to be a deacon, to be find opportunities to serve God. And the better thing to do, the next level, is to be found sitting at the side of God. I remember going to Korea, and it was the large, it was a very large church many years ago, and the membership was just a small membership. It's around 250,000. 250,000. So we went. I was in an official delegation, five of us, and we were talking to the pastors, and very interesting. They wanted us to be coming for the prayer meeting every morning, 5 o'clock. You know, I was half asleep, and I went to the prayer meeting. And you know how many of them were there in the prayer meeting? 500 of them, easily 500, just weeping in the sight of God. They started the day with God, and after work they came back and they spent time with God, and they went back home. And they were just waiting at the side of God. And that's why the church grew. And then the best thing to do is not only to listen, but to do. To be found doing. And that's why Paul says we need to mature. And one day Mother Teresa, let me finish with this illustration, because I'm tempted to speak longer. And by the way, it's a bad thing you took the clock away, you know, and because sometimes I'm not conscious of time. And Mother Teresa said this, and she said, you know, before she goes to bed, and this is the practice, and this was her practice all through her life. And I would encourage you to do that. And this was what Mother Teresa did. She would always hold a hand. And you know what she said in her prayers? She would look at her hand, she will ask these questions. What did I do to Jesus today? What did I do to Jesus today? Secondly, what did I do for Jesus today? And thirdly, what did I do with Jesus today? Why didn't you try that? And I go back, whenever you go to your bed, you said, what did I do to Jesus today? What did I do for Jesus today? What did I do with Jesus today? So, to, for, and with. And that was how she always reflected. What did I do with him today? Did I listen to him? What did I do to him today? What did I do for him and with him today? And that was the reason I think it changed her life. And so, my friends, let me encourage you. Right? Let me challenge you. Right? Continue to serve the Lord, because every Christian ought to do that. But not only that, move on to the next level. The better to do is to sit at the feet of the Lord, just giving, taking time off for God. We have time off for so many things. Just take time off for God, just to be found at the presence of God. As you enjoy our meal, enjoy your time with God, sitting at His presence. And lastly, not only sitting, but with the intention to do what the Lord wants you to do. And that was Mary. And if you read her life history, you realize she was always there for the Lord Jesus Christ. She was not just a listener, but to a doer for the Lord. Let's pray. Before I pray, let me just ask each and every one of us, even including myself. Many a times we have been so distracted by so many things. Sometimes we come by saying, no, my plate is too full. I got so many things to be done. You know, the Lord is very happy because we are serving Him. But the Lord wants us to be found sitting at His presence. And so, my friends, the Lord wants us to sit at His presence and also to listen with the intention to do what He wants us to do. So how's your life today? How can we boldly say, you know, I'm sitting at the Lord's feet. When we sit at the Lord's feet, we see strength. Martin Luther said, I spent 3 hours in the presence of God. You know why? Because I got so much things to do, and I need 3 hours to be spent with the Lord, because the more I spend with Him, I have the energy to do whatever is needful for the day. How's your walk with the Lord today? Oh God, we thank You. We thank You, Lord, for Your word. Many times, oh God, we realize that we are engaged in so many things, so many activities, oh God. Father, we pray that You will help us to do what we ought to do, to show Christian love. And help us, oh Lord, to do, that is, to sit at Your presence, just waiting for You. And help us, O Lord, not to be hearers, but also doers. so that the world around us, the people around us, can see Christ living in our lives. That we are not doing lip service for Him, but a life service for Him. So help us, O Lord, in this journey. We thank You because, as we just sung, we have the Holy Spirit God who is with us, to walk along with us, to help us in this journey. We love You once again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.